You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are not to fart and then let everyone smell it and then roll down the windows.
What is up, friends and family? My name's Joe, host of the Lightweights podcast. I'm very excited to announce today's guest, Chelsea Lynn, a.k.a. Trailer Trash Tammy.
Come on.
I have to go as Tammy.
And you guys could get into a scream off.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
You'll be seeing that on TikTok.
She's a hilarious content creator. I'm sure you've seen her mukbangs online. She announces her big special. She has a tour coming up. She shares the origin story of her iconic character that she's been doing for the past 10 years.
What's the biggest crowd you performed in front of?
3,000.
What?
3,000. And then I opened for Bert Kreischer and I think it was like, might have been 9,000.
So if you're new, my name is Joe. Thank you so much for coming to my channel. Make sure to hit the subscribe button, leave a thumbs up, and leave a comment down below who else you want us to have on the podcast.
KFC or Sonic?
Oh! KFC.
We are now at 22,600 subscribers. Love you guys. Let's give it up for Chelsea Lynn.
What's up, Lightweights? Today we have Chelsea Lynn right off the top of the gate. F. Mary on Alive, Kid Rock, Limp Bizkit, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, gosh. You started strong here. Hold on. Okay. F. Mary on Alive. Kid Rock, Stone Cold, and who else?
Limp Bizkit, the whole band overall.
I'm effing Limp Bizkit.
Okay.
I'm going to marry Stone Cold.
He'd take care of you.
Yeah, and unalive Kid Rock.
Really?
Yeah. And he's cool, but...
Because you made out with him.
Yeah.
So you've already had the taste.
Yeah. And it was okay. I wasn't like, you know, oh, I want more. So, he can go.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's a good one.
Chelsea, you've been doing stand-up. The mukbangs is really what, like, that's where we really share it.
Yeah.
How many do you think you've done?
Oh, my gosh. Hundreds. I don't do as many mukbangs. I probably do two a month.
Okay.
And I started those as a joke. That wasn't even like, remember, like, I started, what, eight? Remember, like, 8, 9 years ago when they kind of first started and people were like, why are people eating on camera? Like, we couldn't fathom it. We're like, and they're getting millions of views.
The people who didn't get it did not get it.
Right. I mean, it's way different now. A lot of people are doing food reviews, mukbangs, but you know, 7, 8, 9 years ago, it was a new thing. And I thought, these videos are getting so many. This is wild. People are just eating. So I did one as Trailer Trash Tammy as a joke. Kind of poking fun of it, because that's what I do with the character. I kind of poke fun of, like, internet stuff that's popular. And I only thought I was going to do the one. And, man, my audience was like, no, you're doing more. So I've been just mukbanging and food reviewing, and it's fun.
Did you always do it on your iPhone?
Oh, I do everything on my phone. I literally just prop up. I have, like, a little cheap plastic thing that I've had for, like, 10 years. It hasn't broke yet. Prop up my phone and just I don't edit anything.
How many people are on your team?
There's no team.
That's crazy.
I am the team.
You're a powerhouse.
I am the team. I don't edit anything. So like when I push the button to roll, that's it. Push the button to stop and I'll literally upload that. Yeah. No, my sister works for my podcast. She's my tour manager, so she does like my merch and stuff. But when it comes to content and and all that, it's just me. Absolutely.
And you started on Vine.
Yeah.
Was that kind of just a creative outlet?
Oh, yeah. That was like, that was when I started on Vine, I had, I want to say like 3 followers. 2 were my sisters. And back then, it's been almost, it's about 10 years. This year will be 10 years since I started. And back then, it wasn't like, I never thought that the whole content creator, you know, internet community, like that was not, there were a few famous YouTubers, but it wasn't like it is now. So I never thought that that could even be a thing or be a career. I was just being dumb. I literally was like, just being dumb, putting videos out, and it just took off.
And was Trailer Trash Tammy a character you were workshopping?
Dude, when I did my first Trailer Trash Tammy video, I want to say I had a couple hundred followers, and I had a Reba t-shirt, okay? You
Naturally.
Know who Reba is?
Of course.
Okay. I had a Reba t-shirt, as everyone should, and I did this video where I was just standing in front of this trailer house in town. We like pulled over. Okay. It wasn't even mine. And have you seen that, the TV show American Pickers?
Yes.
Okay. Where they go around like in people's yards, picking antiques and stuff. So I did this video where I was wearing that Reba shirt. I, stood in the front yard and I kind of lowered my voice and my hair was slicked back. And I just said, the American Pickers guys are going to come look at some shit I got out back. After that, me and the fat one are probably going to fuck. And it just took off and I gained like 1,000 followers and I thought that was insane. And I was like, oh, maybe I should like make this a thing, make this a character, give her a name. And so that's where it started.
That's wild. And now you're doing it 10 years later, the same character.
Yes.
That's so rare.
And I'm touring with the character, doing stand-up shows with the character, which I never thought that would happen. So and I quit my 9-to-5, I want to say 5 years ago. So the fact that I'm doing this full time still blows my mind. Blows my mind.
Are you? You're doing it the show as Trailer Trash Tammy,
mm-hmm. And it's a stand up show. People always ask like, "What is the show?" I'm like, "It's stand up comedy." I've written the full set. All of the material though is true to me, true to life, real life, my real life childhood, my real life marriage stories. Like that's real to me, but I just say them as Tammy.
How many shirts do you have for her?
Oh, gosh.
I just picture cartoon characters like closet, all the same one.
Like my merch-wise?
No.
I have a whole...
you get into character for her.
I have a whole section. I have like 2 closets, and she has a whole rack. I probably have 60 or 70 shirts, but I really like wear the same 3. And I don't know why. And every once in a while, I'll pop a different one out. But yeah. I stick with the wolf shirt, the Reba shirt. Those are like the main 2 that I just wear.
That's fucking sick. Mm-hmm. That's sick. You're doing the stand-up. You're crushing it.
Yeah, thank you.
Who do you look up to stand-up-wise?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Of all time or now, I'm such a huge stand-up fan, though. I feel like I love everyone. I mean, Theo Vaughn. Everyone loves Theo. He's hilarious. I'm a big Dave Chappelle fan. There's not a whole lot of stand-ups that I'm like, I don't like their stand-up. I'm a stand-up fan.
You're going on a tour soon, no?
Yeah, I've been on tour. I took a couple months off, and then we're back beginning of February. I think our first show is February 7th. So I'm out for a month and a half, and then I'm doing a cruise. And I'm filming a special on the cruise. So I'm going to work on material the next month and a half. Get it right. Get it tight. For that special. So it'll be my first special.
That's going to be sick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But stand up. Have you ever done stand up?
I've always wanted to, but I'm so scared.
No.
I'm so scared.
No. Okay. Okay.
I'm freaking out just thinking about it.
That was me. And that's me every time before a show. Just do it.
Doesn't that sound miserable?
Yeah. Okay, before a show, me and the girls who opened for me, Tina D-Ball and Libby Higgins, we're all like best friends. We all tour together. Before every show, I am literally so sick to my stomach. And I'm like, we'll say out loud, why do we do this? Why are we doing this? I want to go home right now. That's how bad it is. But man, you walk out on that stage and it goes away. It's gone. And the whole time I'm on stage, I'm literally flying so high. And I'm like, this is why I do this. And I get off and I'm like, that's why. And then the next day, guess what? Scared again.
Same thing.
It never goes away. So you'll never not be scared.
Are you doing the Comedy Store or anything while
No.
you want to?
Yeah. That would be fun. That's like a, I keep putting it off because I'm like, I've only been doing stand-up 2 years. So the first year I'm like, oh, there's no way I'm doing the Comedy Store. I'm not good enough yet. Let me get some miles under me, you know, let me do that. So this year I think I put it as a goal to like, I need to do the Comedy Store this year. That'd be fun. So yeah.
I'll be there when you're doing
yes.
it.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So when people do the Comedy Store, I saw comics 3 months apart and they were doing the exact same set.
Yep.
Is that because they're trying to practice it for when they go on the road? So they're using their best stuff at the Comedy Store since it's such a high caliber event?
I would say yeah. I would say they're probably working on it for the road or for a special. So when I first started 2 years ago, I had about 45 minutes worth of material. 2 years later, I still do some of the same material. I've cut out probably half, but the bits that I did 2 years ago, they've changed. You know, I've like taken stuff out that wasn't working. I've added stuff. It's taken me 2 years to get my hour for the special.
Got it.
Now, some comics, it probably takes them a few months. You know, all the, like Dave Chappelle and stuff, like, oh, good for him. I can't do that. I need 2 years. Give me 2 years. It's hard because like sometimes I'll write a joke or I'll write a bit and I'm like, oh, this is going to, people are going to lose their mind. This is so funny. And it'll get mediocre. I'm like, damn. And I'll do it again the next night. Mediocre. So I'm like, okay, well, I got to take that out, you know?
Yeah.
And then some things that I think are going to do mediocre, kill. So it's just all about like, each night, trying something new, switching stuff around until you get it perfect.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Go like ahead. Bobby Lee, I think he's had the same set for like 10 years.
That's what I was talking about.
But yeah.
Because we went for Bobby Lee and he did like the same thing.
And you'll see the same thing next time. And I haven't talked to him about this, but I heard that like he won't do a stand-up special because he's like, the set works. My fans love it. I'm not writing new material.
I mean, we did love it again.
Yeah.
But then by the third and fourth comic, when we saw them do the same stuff, that's where it was like, okay.
Yeah.
It's like
they're just working on material. Because sometimes the bit will sound the same to someone in the audience.
Yeah.
But to the comic, they've changed. They've taken stuff out. You hear the same story, but the bit's different.
Right.
So.
Even the delivery's changed.
Exactly.
You grew up in a class with 12 people.
Yeah.
Tiny, tiny little town.
Yep. 6 boys, 6 girls. Thackerville, Oklahoma. No stoplight. We had one convenience store. I'm trying to think of what else we have. We have the world's largest casino.
That's out of nowhere.
And it's the world's largest casino.
Just physically?
Yes. And that's, they started building it, I think, when I was a junior in high school. And it was like a regular little size casino. But over the years, like, it's the world's largest casino. People come from all over to gamble there.
Do you go?
I hate going. I'm not a gambler. They have some good restaurants in there. So when I'm home, like we'll go, you know, eat at a restaurant. But I hate like crowds of people. So it's like if they have a good concert there and I'm home, I'll go.
Right.
They have like a bigger, like a little arena for concerts. But I'm not, no. The last thing I want to do is walk through the casino.
Right.
No. But is that not crazy?
It's weird they just put it there.
I know. Well, because it's an hour north of Dallas. That's like the nearest big town.
Yeah.
So they will shuttle buses up from Dallas to the casino to get people to gamble.
And this episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun, plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no
English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweight's podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe Guarantee. In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull one of the best autographs in the game, but guess what? With zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. What I love is the display of the available cards, the hit rates, and the grading. Arena is a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, and with Arena Club Slab Packs, they're revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/lightweights. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, go to arenaclub.com/lightweights for 10% off your first purchase.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's where you finish your finale for your biggest stand-up yet.
Yes. Yes, people have been at, like, they're like, oh, you need to do Windstar Casino. And I'm like, the room's still a little too big for me, but I'm getting there.
What's the biggest crowd you performed in front of?
On my own show that I was headlining, probably 3,000.
What?
3,000.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm. And then I opened for Bert Kreischer, and I think it was like... might have been 9,000.
What was opening like for Bert Kreischer?
Oh, terrifying. Because I've only performed in front of my audience. So the fact
that was your first time opening for someone else.
I opened for Whitney Cummings the year before, in Vegas. Great, but this was the biggest show that I'd opened for some. This was the second time, and I was terrified. But it was great. It went great. So that was the biggest crowd. But then I host a music festival, Tailgate and Tall Boys, every year. I don't do stand up, but I host it, and it's like, oh my gosh, the first year it was like 20,000 people. Yeah.
You coming from that tiny little town to that now, is that like crazy to you?
Oh, everything I do is crazy, to be honest. Even being here and being on this pod, like the fact that I've not used to anything. If that makes sense, without sounding cheesy, you know what I mean? Like nothing's, I'm constantly being like this is wild.
I mean, you just quit your job 5 years ago. That's wild.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And I wasn't making any money or anything when I quit my job. I literally woke up one morning and wasn't doing stand up. I wasn't making hardly anything like on YouTube. Like, and I still really don't. A lot of my stuff's super like raunchy. They demonetize my ass so fast.
It's You're anti-community guidelines.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't making any money or anything, like a few $100 a month. And me and my husband had just bought our first house in San Diego. And I woke up and I was on my way to work. And it was just like, I can't explain it. I go, I'm putting in my 2 weeks today, and I'm focusing on this full time. Had not talked to Greg about it, had not brought it up, nothing. And I went and put in my 2 weeks, terrified. And I called Greg to tell him, and I'm thinking he's going to be like, what are you, go get your job back. Okay. We have a big ass mortgage. Go get your job back. And he goes, great. This is wonderful. Now you can follow your dreams full time. This is great.
I got chills.
And I go, you sure? I almost want him to be like, what are you doing? So I've been rocking it for the last 5 years.
What was the job at?
I was working at Qualcomm in San Diego. So it's like a tech company. Mm-hmm. And I was basically like assisting engineers. I would test their jobs for them and stuff. I pretty much just like pushed a button and watched Netflix. It was kind of like one of those. So,
yeah.
But yeah, at that time it was the most grown up job I've had. I've worked at Whole Foods. I've worked at
Sonic. Jealous.
For 8 years.
Was it amazing?
I was telling me and my sisters all work there. I was telling them not too long ago. I'm like, damn, I miss working at Sonic, man. I miss, like, I don't know, we would roller skate, and I wouldn't do it all the time, but I would pop on roller skates every once in a while.
Do you get free lunch?
Well, we're not supposed to, but...
Really?
But I got the... It depended on what manager was working. If you got a cool manager, you could just go grab something. If you have one that was really strict, you had to pay, but you did get half price.
At Subway, we got a free sub, and at Bank of America, we got free money.
For what? Like, what? No, do you mean? Kidding. Oh, I'm like, what?
But we did get it at Subway.
You did get a free, like, per shift?
Per shift, you got 1 foot long.
That's pretty good.
Really good.
I was annoyed at having to pay half price.
Yeah.
You know?
Take care of your people.
Exactly. Exactly.
What's your favorite fast food now?
Let's see here. Probably, I'm a big breakfast fast food person.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I can't make it there that early.
Yeah, that's the thing. Probably Chick-fil-A breakfast.
Whoa.
Yeah. But believe it or not, I hate McDonald's. I hate Burger King.
Breakfast or overall?
Overall.
What?
I hate Jack in the Box. Like, I hate most, like, I will only eat there if people are begging me to mukbang a new item they have.
You're anti the major ones. But what about, like, Whataburger?
Oh, I love Whataburger.
In-N-Out?
Hate In-N-Out.
What?
I don't like In-N-Out. I just tried the new viral fly, the onion patty.
Yeah.
Or the onion.
Flying Dutchman.
It was okay. It was good. Love it. Yeah, it was good. But yeah, man, I'm trying to think. I feel like there's something else I like. Oh, I like Taco Bell.
Oh, good. Can we have a fast food battle?
Yes.
Pizza Hut or Domino's?
Oh, give me a second. Hold on.
And we're talking like overall, not just one special menu item.
Pizza Hut.
The crust.
The crust, the sauce is better. The dipping sauce, it's sweet and thick.
Their commercials are just more appealing.
Mm, yeah.
Chipotle or Subway?
I hate both with a passion.
What do you hate less?
Subway. Chipotle, I'd rather gnaw on a brick.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to see him go down.
It's so gross. I don't know how people like it.
KFC or Sonic?
Oh! KFC.
Burger King or McDonald's?
McDonald's.
Whataburger or Shake Shack?
Oh, I love both.
These are titans of the industries.
This is hard. Whataburger.
Interesting.
Because of the breakfast, they have these breakfast taquitos that are... Ooh, and they had this honey butter chicken biscuit.
Mm. When I'm going in for a mukbang, I just want that double cheeseburger. No, I'm getting like that green branding. It's just like...
Yeah. I got to go with Whataburger, though.
Starbucks or Five Guys?
I love playing this game.
Because they're not really paired up fairly.
They're not, but that's okay. Five Guys.
Why?
I think Five Guys has the best burger.
With the jalapenos?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that. And I'm not a huge coffee drinker anyway. And I'm not a Starbucks lover.
Okay.
Yeah.
The final one. Carl's Jr. or Taco Bell?
Oh, Taco Bell. Oh, Taco Bell.
Number one. I have some fun facts for you.
Okay.
The first Big Mac was sold for 45 cents.
I believe that.
Today, it's $5.49.
Wow.
Did you know the McDonald's chicken nuggets come in 4 shapes? The bell, the ball, the boot, and the bow tie.
No, I thought they were random.
No.
I mean, I knew the boot one. Everybody sees that one, but I never looked at them enough to think about it.
Allegedly, it's like a whole tray, and then they have like a stamper outer.
Wow.
Which kind of like, whatever, yeah. you know, kind of yeah. changes my brain. I thought they used to just be like hand tossed.
Right, right. They're back there hand tossing nuggets.
I mean, we're at McDonald's, you
right,
know?
Right, right.
The first two-way speaker at a fast food place was at?
Sonic?
In-N-Out.
Oh, okay. Okay, two-way. So they had one-way speakers?
Originally, you have to go to the drive-thru and then talk to the person in the window. But then In-N-Out created it in 1948 where you can talk to the speaker, and then by the time, then you pay, and then...
Smart. Smart. I don't like getting out of my car to order food, so thank you, In-N-Out, for that.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. definitely a big win. Mm-hmm. The first Burger King opened in 1953 and was called Insta Burger King.
Whoa.
But you don't like Burger King.
I don't. I hate Burger King, but the fact they called it Insta Burger King...
Makes it cooler?
Well, because I'm thinking Instacart, Instagram. Like, they were way ahead of their time.
Yeah.
In 1948, you said?
This one was 1953.
Well, still, 1953. Wow. Okay, I would say this. I think Burger King is my number one hated fast food. You like Burger King?
I'm a fan. The chicken fries?
That's tolerable. I can't do the flame broiled burger. Like, it, the burgers are so nasty.
Oh, their buns are so sweet and delicious.
Oh.
I can't believe we're disagreeing.
Oh, no, I can't do Burger King.
When Tammy's doing her mukbang reviews, who's really reviewing them? Is it Tammy or is it,
Well, I'm real on that. If so, something's nasty, I will say it.
That's your actual opinion?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if it's good, Tammy overdoes it with it just, oh, I'm so sorry. But no, I never lie about that.
Well, not lying. I'm just curious if Tammy has her own taste buds or if Chelsea is really doing the...
That's a good question. No, I'm always... I think it's a Chelsea. It's a Chelsea taste bud for sure.
So what's the number one item then that you've ever had?
Oh, gosh. I mukbanged... I've been trying to venture out and stay out of drive-thrus just because I feel like it's the same food, the same stuff, and people want to see like more different, you know, sushi and different types of food.
Oh, people never wanted me to eat sushi.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, seeing Tammy eat sushi might be, you know,
yeah. Fun.
But people also like to see Tammy go through the drive-thru. She likes to see her interactions with people.
Yeah.
So every once in a while I'll throw in, right? I'll throw in, a restaurant mukbang, and we just had a show in Rhode Island, and apparently lobster and lobster rolls are big in Rhode Island. And so we got from this restaurant down the street from the venue, these lobster rolls, they were like $50 a piece. I swear to you, it was probably the best food I've ever eaten. And I did it as Tammy, a mukbang, and I was like screaming. It was so good. And I go, this is the best food I've ever had in a mukbang.
As a lobster roll, like that just blew your mind?
Oh my God. I think about it. This was like, I don't know, 3 months ago or something. And I think about it all the time.
So crazy. I went to Maine last year. Have not wanted a lobster roll since.
Did you not have a good one?
I love them so much that I overdid it.
Okay. And here's the thing. I'm not a huge lobster lover.
Oh, I used to be.
Oh, I'll take crab over lobster. I'll take shrimp over lobster. I don't hate it, but I'd rather have a crab.
Right.
But this was, that makes me sad for you because I'm the opposite, man.
Yeah.
This, I still think about it and I keep telling my husband, Greg, I'm like, man, as soon as I'm back from tour and I'm home, we are going to Rhode Island.
And getting those lobster rolls?
Getting you a lobster roll.
Damn.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Would you ever go back to Heart Attack Grill?
Okay. Yeah, I would. I would do it for a vlog. I would do it for content.
Would you go for your own personal self?
No, because the food wasn't great. And the whole experience of going was fun, but once is enough. You know, the food wasn't like great.
Would you say it's like a chain restaurant kind of?
Kind of like basic bar food, basic like, have you been?
No, but I've always wanted to.
I mean, it was more about the experience. The food was like a basic burger, but nothing, it wasn't, you know, but apparently if you order, you can order a certain amount of food, and if you don't finish it, the nurses spank you. And Greg wanted to do that. He was like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to finish it. He didn't. And we're thinking like, okay, she'll give him a, they spank your ass there. I mean, he was in pain. She reared back and hit him as hard as she could. And I was loving it.
Yeah.
I was like, another.
He was bad last night.
Right. Get him again. No, it's a cool place, but no, I don't think so.
Yeah. Do you ever do food competitions?
No. Like who can eat something fastest or first? Yeah,
the fastest or the most.
No, I've never done that. And I know that a lot of people will message me and they're like, you're not doing mukbangs correctly because you're supposed to eat like, apparently you're supposed to eat like a lot of food.
That's the old school way. I get those comments too.
Yeah, I don't, no. I keep it a normal meal. No, I've never done, we've done like grilled cheese competitions on my vlog channel and stuff, but never like the amount of food. That'd be a good idea though.
Yeah.
Tammy having like a hot dog eating contest.
She should host it. I don't know why no one's brought her out yet.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to do that.
How long have you been with your husband for?
Oh, gosh. I was thinking about this the other day. 18 years. I've been with him half my life because I was 18 when we got together.
Is farting healthy for the relationship?
Oh, I was farting day one. Is it healthy? No, probably not. I get mad every time he farts. But, you know, it's probably not great for it, but we do it.
Dutch ovens?
I will. You'll be out of the house so fast if you Dutch oven. No. No, that's not. No. We have rules, though.
Oh.
If you do it.
I need boundaries in my.
If you do it, like, your ass has to be facing away. Don't face it towards me.
It's a cannon, essentially.
I don't want it. We have rules. It'd be great if you did it across the room, but that's not even like a... And if we're eating, don't even do it at all near.
That's self-respect. Anyone who does a fart while eating is like... Especially my problem was, I did it in a car as we were driving through a really bad part of town. So it's like, you either roll down the windows and die... Or you shut them and you
keep them up and die. So that's funny.
It's fucked, but it.
Oh my gosh!
So that's, I apologize.
Yeah. That's a yeah, and no car farts.
No car farts.
And if you have to, and we have this rule on tour too, because we
are all, you on a bus?
No, we all drive around a Suburban.
Okay,
so we're doing our own driving and everything, but there's a rule that you are not to fart, and then let everyone smell it, and then roll down the windows. You are to roll down the windows before you even fart. So that's we have a lot of fart rules. I'm just realizing. I never thought about that before, but we got a lot of rules.
You need the heart attack grill punishment in case anyone breaks the rule.
Yes.
Did you get nervous making out with Kid Rock?
Well, here's the funny story: is I didn't even plan on being there that night, and didn't even know that was going to happen until like 60 seconds before it did.
Shut up, really?
Yeah. So I
whose idea was it?
His fiance's.
Amazing.
We got invited to go, and I had just moved to Nashville, and I'd been moving all day, moving boxes. I got invited by another friend. Come to this wrestling thing, and I don't watch wrestling, you know. And I was like, "No, I'm tired." She's like, "Oh, come on, we got good seats." And I literally was like, "No, I'm gonna pass." And she begged me and begged me, and I was like, "Okay, I'll go." We're sitting by Kid Rock, and I know him and his fiance. I wouldn't say I'm friends with them, but I know them. You know what I mean? People think we're like best friends. People will ask me like, "Will you call Kid Rock?" I'm like, "I don't know him like that." You know, so I know his fiance, and we were sitting by him, and they were about to brought this big camera in front of him, and she goes, "Chelsea, she goes, switch me spots. You be on the big screen," which by the way, I didn't know this was televised. I had no clue. I would have done it anyway, but I had no clue.
You thought it was just in-house.
So I'm thinking it's going to be just for the people there, you know, on the big screen, truly, yeah. like a concert or something. That's what I thought it was. And then she goes, y'all got to make out. Y'all got to make out. 5, 4. I'm like, 3, 2. And they're like, and Kid Rock. And we just, I just lean over and kiss him. And 3 minutes later, I'm getting texts. Just, I just saw you on. I'm like, what? So I had no clue.
That's amazing.
That was even happening, going to happen, or that the world would see it. That's how naive I am to like, is it WWE?
Yeah, my title belt's over there, WWE.
Yeah, I had no clue. But I will say this. We had like front row, and it was so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
I was so into it.
Especially with him. That must be so much fun.
We were like, it was going on from here, from me to you.
Right.
And I just had never watched it, and I get why people watch it, and I go, that was so much fun.
It's incredible entertainment.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. They brought out this big track. Oh, it was so cool.
Did Greg used to watch it?
I think when he was young, young.
Same.
Like with Triple H.
And The Rock and Undertaker and Kane and Mankind.
Undertaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do some wrestling sketches.
Dude, I'm down for that. Should Tammy be a wrestler or...
Yeah, she should take down probably Taker.
That's funny. Oh, you know what I was saying? I go, you know those ring girls in the bikinis? Yeah. I go, Tammy needs to get up there in a bikini and just be a ring girl. WWE, call me.
Hit him up.
Dude, I'm down.
Does she always have a cigarette in her mouth?
She used to, but then they started taking my videos down for having an unlit cigarette in my mouth.
Oh, that's crazy.
Dude, I get so many videos taken down. My Instagram was deleted. I had 1 million followers.
And then you made a new one.
I had to make a new one. People all the time are like, what happened to the cigarette? I'm like, bro, they take them down and it's never lit. I'm never smoking. It's just there. They will take my videos down.
Would she vape?
I don't. That's funny. I need to do a Tammy vaping video.
Don't get addicted though.
I'm not. Oh, I'm not a vapor or nothing. I'm not a vapor.
Tammy is, but you're not.
Everyone around me is a vapor, and we all make fun of each other, and I make fun of them for vaping, and it's all the time on Snapchat, Instagram. We're always like making fun of each other for vaping. But that would be funny if Tammy, because you know those big vapes?
Yeah.
If Tammy just pulls one out of her pocket and starts vaping. Ah! That's funny.
Who do you think is the greatest mukbanger of our generation?
I'm going to say this because I say it in my videos all the time. I'm going to say Trailer Trash Tammy. And here's the joke is there's so many bigger accounts. There's so many people that get millions and millions of views. But Tammy, and if y'all are watching and you don't know, I do this character, Trailer Trash Tammy, okay? That's who we're talking about if you're just now like, who's Tammy? She's very overly confident to the point where it's ridiculous. So the fact that she's always saying, I'm the number one mukbanker, and she calls it mukbanker. I'm the number one mukbanker. Nobody mukbanks like me, although it's like the most basic mukbank ever. So I got to stick with that. But besides, I don't really watch a whole lot of mukbangs. I follow a lot of people on TikTok who do like food reviews, but I don't like sit and watch a full length mukbang. Who would you say?
Nika Kato Avocado.
Yeah.
He's iconic.
Yes.
I really think I used to have the best.
Yeah.
I think maybe we're all just self-absorbed.
We need to mukbang. Next time I'm in LA, we should mukbang together.
I wanted to ask you today, but I figured you were busy.
I'm super busy today.
What would you want to do? In-N-Out?
Jollibee.
Jollibee's good.
I always try to do things that I can't do anywhere else when I'm in California.
Right.
So I don't even let you pick. Some sort of local or... That'd be fun.
Jollibee, In-N-Out. What's like another... California staple.
I don't know. We always do a taco shop.
The hot chicken trends over by you?
Oh, yeah. That's real big. That started in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That started in Nashville. I'm not a huge hot chicken fan. I will do like the mild. I can't do too hot stuff.
Oh, I love spice.
Greg will, he wants it so spicy that he is literally in tears. And I'm like, what? That can't be fun, dude.
I like Greg.
You like it that hot?
Oh, yeah. I want to think that I'm going to die.
That's insane. No. You can't even taste the food. You can't.
No, there's something about like sweating in that hot car because you can't have the air on because your camera's noise volume will be too loud and like.
Oh my, I can handle how jalapenos, some horseradish, but anything like level 10, but no, I can't. That's wild. Oh, you and Greg would be best friends.
Yeah, we would.
You know those like joke bottles of hot sauce that say like death, one of, like the ones that like normal people don't, you know.
They he try- wants that.
Oh, yeah. He'll just, I mean, pile. It's mind-blowing.
Is there any mukbangs to stick out to you that you've ever done?
Oh my gosh. I have some funny ones. And here's the thing with me. A lot of mukbangers make the video about the food, really. It's really about the food, and people like to watch people eat. With my mukbangs, it's really, I try to make it about the comedy. Like, I'm doing a lot of improv. There's storylines to the mukbangs. I'll have people on that I'll make a part of the storyline. So anytime like I bring like a cousin, people lose their minds over those because we always fight. There's always fighting going on. Like it's like I try to make it as ridiculous as possible with some food aspect. Obviously, you're eating food, so we make it about the food. But like we'll like start fighting right there. We'll
beat your ass.
People love it. So to me, I always say like my mukbangs are like little soap operas. They're little TV shows that people can like follow and stuff. So definitely when I have like a cousin on, those are the most fun to film.
They're not your real cousins.
No. They're like friends in real life, but we just do like, we'll do like cousins, you know, for the storyline. But yeah.
Do you ever break?
All the time. Not every mukbang, but I would say I break at least once during, and people love when I break, and I try not to break. But sometimes somebody will say something that just gets me, and I will break on for sure.
And you keep it in. Because I couldn't tell. There was one that I was watching where you were like.
I will try to keep it in, but if I start rolling, it's on. And I'll just move my head off camera, you know, and I'll just laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What can we expect from your comedy special?
It's going to be about 50 minutes of stand-up material. And I'm going to sprinkle in three short sketches.
So that are pre-recorded?
I'm going to film them on the cruise.
Wow.
So when I film the special, I'm filming them on the cruise as well.
Oh, that's fun.
And I'm going to sprinkle those in, I think, because people are used to seeing me in videos, you know, so I kind of wanted to bring that element into it. So when I actually do stand-up, I start the show with a seven-minute video. And it's, you can't find this video on the internet. It's specific to the shows. And it's like Tammy's, it starts off as Tammy as a little girl, and it morphs into her walking on stage.
Her origin story?
Kinda, yeah. In a 7-minute video. And so I kind of wanted to bring that element to the stand-up special too.
Okay.
Put a little bit of sketches in there.
What cruise line is it?
We're doing the Norwegian Pearl.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
I've taken two Norwegians.
To where?
From New Jersey to Bahamas.
Okay.
They were so much fun.
I've never been on a cruise.
Do you get seasick? Wilson?
I don't know. I'm fine on little boats.
Right. You'll probably be good.
Yeah. But I've never been on. So this is my first cruise. We're doing it up big, dude. First cruise, filming a special on it. I'm excited.
What night are you doing it? Is it like the last night of the cruise?
No, we're doing each night. So it's three nights.
And then you'll cut together the best parts?
I don't know how they do that. Honestly, I'm filming, so we're going to be there, it's March 22nd through the 25th, so 22nd, 23rd, 24th, each night we're filming a special.
That's sick.
Yeah, and I think we'll just pick the best performance, or I don't know how that, I've never done this.
Do you drink?
No, I've never been drunk.
Never?
Mm-mm. Wow. People are always blown away by that.
Is that just a choice?
I think it's a couple things. I don't want to get all deep. This is a fun pod, but like my parents were meth heads and alcoholics when I was little. So I never had the desire, quite the opposite. Actually, I've always been like, as a teenager, I'm like, I don't want to touch that. I don't want to do, you know, but when I got older, like in my 20s, my sister was like, Chelsea, you need to, get drunk. You've never been drunk before. At least try it. I truly think I'm allergic to alcohol, because if I have like a few sips of a margarita or a few sips of a cocktail or even beer, I like start to like, I feel like my blood is burning. Is that, I know that sounds crazy.
You probably are allergic.
Like my arms and legs from the inside feels like my skin's on fire.
Yeah.
And then I feel sick. Like, you know how people can have like a couple drinks and they feel like good. They feel tipsy. They feel good. I've never felt that. If I have one drink, I'm like sick and my limbs are burning. So I'm like, I'm just not destined to be a drinker.
Does your husband?
No, very rarely. He like never, like he won't drink at home, but if we go out or something, he'll have like a beer,
right.
A couple beers, but he's not really a drinker either. My sister lives with us. She's a wine drinker. She's like every night has to have a glass of wine. But no, I'm not a drinker. I'm not a smoker. Nothing.
But that leaves you to the cruise food, and that's my favorite part.
How was the cruise food? Because I've been wondering if it's going to be bomb or not. I've heard both. Some people are like, oh, cruise buffets, and we're filming a live mukbang on the cruise.
My standard for food is like dive bar food, diners, drive-ins, and dives. Like, that is good. Mm-hmm. When you go to like these omakase restaurants that is like 8 courses, and it's like, try this from the, we got this from this part of the world. It's like, not good. And then you go out for second dinner anyway. Cruise food is like dive bar food, which is incredible, though, because it's made by the best chefs.
Okay.
You can get it any time of day. And there's special restaurants that you can get that fancy food, but it's not like overly fancy where it's like the flavors are just weird.
Right.
That's my take.
I'm excited for it. And you know what's funny is the people that are putting on, that are like helping do the cruise, the company.
Yeah.
There's like a middleman between me and the actual cruise ship that's like putting this on. We had told them that we wanted to do a mukbang on the cruise, like a live mukbang in front of the audience. Never
done
it before. And instead of just asking what it was, they came to my manager and they were like, okay, so about this live mukbang, we need to figure out how we're going to do this legally. We need to figure
just listen.
We need to, is this something we need to warn the cruisers about? Is this something like that? And my manager goes, what do you think she's doing? And they thought it was sexual. I don't even want to say what they thought I was going to do.
A G-bang?
They thought I was going to, dead ass serious, sit on stage and use food.
That's amazing.
And I go, I'm just eating it. And they were like, oh, gosh, thank God. Oh, my God, we were so worried. We were going to try to make it happen, but no, they had no clue.
Huge shout out to Norwegian for trying to make it happen anyway.
Dude, they were going to try to make it happen. I go, can you imagine if I had a whole audience and I was just up there just doing my thing with a, you know, like wild.
The Norwegian people are just waiting for it to happen. When's the good part going to start?
I know. Dude, can you imagine? I don't know. How are we going to do this legally? I'm like, what?
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that funny?
At least there's a demand for it.
I guess the word mukbang to someone that doesn't know what it is kind of like, that sounds a little...
sexual.
Yeah, a little... What is a mukbang? Yeah, I thought that was hilarious.
That's great. Have you ever had any food sponsorships in the past?
No.
No?
I'm not a big... I've had a couple brands want to, you know, sponsor and do ads, but... people, they don't really want to work with me, you know, like, and that's fine. That's why I tour, you know, financially. But I don't really make a lot of money off of YouTube, TikTok, none of that. Mm-mm.
Is it not monetized?
Like YouTube and stuff?
Like, yeah, is it because it's like the content is more
I'm just
vulgar?
So raunchy.
Right.
I'm just so raunchy. And I've had, you know, friends that do what I do tell me like, oh, Chelsea, with the following you have, you could be making so much money if you just like stop doing this and this and this. And I'm like, no, sorry, I don't care. No, you know? And so I just don't get a lot of sponsors.
I feel like the touring is where it's at.
And yes, that's where it's at on multiple levels. It's hard work. Because here's how I feel about touring. You know when you go on vacation and you like have the time of your life, it's amazing, it's, you know, but you get home and you almost need a vacation from your vacation. That's what touring is like. I'm having so much fun, the live show, meeting people and getting to perform, and it's so much fun, but it's like, gosh, we drive, and all you do is hotel, drive, hotel, drive, hotel, drive. So it's exhausting, but it's like, at the same time, when I'm home, all I can think about is touring. You know what I mean? So it's like, I can't wait to go back out and tour.
Right.
Yeah, it's
fun. How many people are in your car brigade?
Ooh, I love car brigade. That sounded fancy.
You guys sound like you're the president rolling down from venue to venue.
It's me, Beth, my sister, who's my tour manager.
In your car.
In our Suburban. And then my two best friends that opened for me, Tina and Libby. So it's four.
And then Greg doesn't go with you?
No. He stays home with the dogs. He's got his own stuff going on. He'll come out to shows, you know, every once in a while. But and then we have a trailer that we pull full of merch. And we load in every day. Load in the merch and do the shows and load back out and start the next day.
This is going to sound stupid, but you're not signed to like a record label that helps do all the booking type of stuff?
I'm not. I have agents.
That's what stand-up comedy has, is agents who do the booking, mm-hmm. and they set up all the merch. And
we do our merch ourselves just because we make more money.
Right.
So we could have a company come in, but we'd make less than half. And so the merch is actually what pays. So it costs me $30,000 a month to tour. Gas, hotels, food, everything in. So us doing our own merch pretty much pays for that. So that's why I do my own merch.
That's great.
I have agents that they do all the booking. So they pretty much ask me, you know, where do you want to go? What type of venues? How big of a venue? How small?
Oh, they ask you how big mm-hmm. you want to do.
Yeah. So and we see kind of what sold last time, what's not selling type of thing. And sometimes I'll be like, okay, if we're doing a show in Arizona, could you see that after the show, I have like 3 days off that I could spend in Sedona before we head to the next show?
That's so cool.
It's nice.
Where do you want to go this next tour?
Oh gosh. We're doing New Mexico for the first time.
Breaking Bad House is there.
I know.
Are you going?
Well, I've been before, like 10 years ago.
Oh my God, you have to fight with the owner.
Can you imagine if Tammy went up and
throws a pizza on the roof? Come on.
I have to go as Tammy.
Of course. And you guys could get into a scream off.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
You'll be seeing that on TikTok.
Oh my God.
Our shows are next month. Weeks from now. You'll be seeing that.
Did you watch the whole show, Breaking Bad?
I'm a huge Breaking Bad fan.
They have the chicken place there.
I've only been to the house, but I need to go to the other stuff. We have a show in New Mexico, and what's the, oh my gosh, why am I blanking on this? I'm a huge Alien fan.
Roswell?
Roswell.
Are you performing there?
Yes.
For the aliens?
I'm performing for the aliens. I'm excited. So people have been begging me for 2 years. Like, come to New Mexico. You haven't had a show in New Mexico. So it's my first New Mexico show. I'm excited about that. I have a bunch of California shows. You have to come to a show.
I'd love to.
We have, they're not in LA. There's Irvine, Brea.
Irvine's so close.
Okay. I got you tickets, boo.
Oh, hell yeah.
Come to a show.
Do you think aliens are real?
Yeah. Do you?
I do. I don't think what Mexico's doing with these like little clay statues is real, though.
I never heard. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, like 2 months ago, the Mexican government came out and said they found aliens and they were these two little clay statues. Where were you? This is huge. Were you on TikTok or touring?
I was touring.
That's why.
I need to look this up.
Oh, it was such a hoax. I didn't believe it.
That is funny. I'm a huge alien conspiracy theorist lover. I love like any interview I can watch from some, I just love that. I do think aliens are real, but also if it turns out that they're not, I'm just gonna be like, okay, you know, it's kind of, I'm not like into it.
Right.
I'm not one of those people that's like crazy about it, which is fine, but I love any alien stories.
I love the stories too, but every time I hear it, there's always like one big like, but mm-hmm. then we found out that it wasn't. Like, did you hear the Logan Paul tried buying alien footage?
No. It,
right? Okay. He went out to meet this guy with $100,000 in cash to buy footage from him that he had. Lo and behold, the guy ended up not wanting to sell it, but Logan had some kind of spy camera on him and was filming the footage. So he ended up having the footage filmed because he's like, oh, can I see it? Oh, can I see it one more time? Whatever. So he had it.
Is that like on a vlog or something?
He talked about it on his podcast.
Okay, okay.
He ended up not releasing it because there was that one big but where he didn't think that maybe it wasn't real.
Oh my gosh.
So that's why I want it to be real. I want it to be real so bad.
Oh, I think it's real. And I think that, oh, I could sit here and talk aliens for an hour. I think that even they're here.
I think octopuses are aliens.
I don't think that's crazy.
In the oceans.
I don't think there's a whole story about how they come in through the ocean.
It makes sense.
Who knows? I mean, I just love the mystery. I just think it's interesting, and I don't think anything's crazy. There's nothing. You could say something, and I'm not gonna be like, dude, this guy's psycho. No, I'm like, could be. Who knows? We don't know nothing.
We don't.
We don't know nothing, dude. People think they know. You don't.
They don't.
You don't know nothing. It's so interesting to me.
Yeah.
So I'll be in Roswell, baby.
That's gonna be fun.
Mm-hmm. Really fun.
What other shows do you watch? Do you watch reality?
Yes. I watch Sister Wives.
Never got into it.
I watch all the Housewives.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I'm a really big true crime. 48 Hours, Dateline.
Does Greg like that you like
cold
that stuff?
Case, Snapped, you know? That's pretty much what I watch 99% of the time.
Vanderpump?
I've never seen that. Mm-mm.
I'm getting into it this year.
Okay.
It's out next week.
It's good?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Scandoval, do you remember that?
No. I've seen clips of how big the show is. I should give it a try.
You should.
Okay.
Just because it's he cheated on her with her, and then he hooked up with her, and meanwhile they were all hanging out together, and you're rewatching it as it's all unfolding. And then
they all work together, right? Or
not anymore.
Okay, okay.
They originally did.
Okay.
But it was just the last show I was into was Jersey Shore.
Okay.
And this has all of that, but times 10.
And I love the drama of stuff people think reality shows are silly. I'm like, they're fun. They're modern day soap operas.
Right.
Back in when I was a kid, our parents and grandparents, they watched Guiding Light. You probably don't even remember Guiding Light, As the World Turns. People don't watch that anymore. They watch.
Did you watch Guiding Light?
Oh, as a kid, that was, yes.
Do you know Frank DeCopolis?
I'd have to see the face. I'd have to see a face.
Okay.
Was he on Guiding Light?
I think so.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I'd have to see the face. I think that's his name. A kid in the summer, when you're not in school and your grandma's watching As the World Turns, oh, I got into that shit. That was my that was your early day, Housewives.
Yeah.
And now people watch that.
Did you always want to do stand up?
No.
And internet videos wasn't even a thing, so did you have a love for filming your own content?
You know what's funny is I put in my senior, I graduated high school in 2005, and I put in my senior, as my senior, where do you see yourself in 10 years? I want to move to Hollywood and become a high-paid comedic actress. And I don't even remember putting that in there. I found that a year ago. I always wanted to be on SNL. I always wanted to be in, comedy movies.
And were you doing anything to do that at the time?
No.
It was just something you wanted to do.
That was always just something cool, a dream. And I never thought it was possible, at the time. That's just the way I thought. I was things like that don't happen to, I graduated with 12 people. So when I started the whole internet video stuff, it started to pop up, me and Greg were living in Dallas at the time.
Married.
And he randomly was like, got a job in San Diego. And I'm like, excuse me? I'm not moving to San, what? Long story short, he was like, you'll be close to LA. Maybe you could try to, do something. I'm like, okay, you sold me. Let's move to California. and that's when really the whole internet thing popped off. So I never wanted to do stand up. I've always wanted to do movies, which I've done a couple movies and it's been great. I plan on writing my own Tammy movie and doing that one day. Fingers crossed.
Even a TV show.
Yeah. But
Tammy Goes Hollywood.
Yeah. But stand-up was never, I never thought about it until fans, followers started being like, you got to do stand-up. You got to do stand-up. And I'm like, no, I'm not, like, what? And then one day I literally was like, let me try. Let me just see if I even like it. Let me just see if I'm even any good at it. I could just, you know, have been horrible. And so I wrote a little something and had a show in Dallas, and that was it. I got bit by the bug, and I was like, I haven't stopped since. It's been amazing.
The show in Dallas, was that your headlining?
That was my first, not only first headlining show, first show ever, first time on stage. I'd never even done an open mic.
You wanted people who knew you to come see you.
My first show was at a sold out comedy club in Dallas. I had performed the set I wrote by myself in my bedroom to learn it, and then went and done it for a sold out show, for a sold out crowd. And I literally was like, well, this is either going to be amazing and it's going to launch something, or I'm going to be horrified and I'm going to go back home with my tail between my legs. And I got off stage and I was like, oh yeah, this is, yeah, we're doing this.
Did you want your husband in the crowd for that?
Yeah. Husband was in the crowd. My whole family was, my sisters were, it was awesome. I think it was maybe 300 people. But then you get the, okay, are they just laughing?
Because they know you?
Because they know me. Are they just laughing because they think the character's funny and they don't? So about a year after that, I did perform in front of, I got to just see here if this is a fluke or if this is, you know. And so I had done some shows randomly, and I mean, they seemed to like it too. So I go, okay, well, cool. Let's do it.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Coming from that side, who do you think has the best stage performance of stand-up comedy right now?
Oh.
Or not even the best, but one of the best.
Gosh, do you know who Heather McMahon is?
No.
I just watched, okay, she just came out with a Netflix special. It's called The Son I Never Had. But she's a friend of mine. Blew me away.
Oh, I can't wait to watch it.
Go watch it.
Okay.
She's hilarious. Highly recommend. Love her. But here's the thing with stand-up comedy is you can take the funniest jokes written on paper and you could go out there and make them not funny by your performance. Or you could take something on paper that's really not funny and you go out there and make everyone piss their pants. You know what I mean? Like, it's really all about how you say things, how you say jokes, your mannerism. Like, that's a big part of it, you know? So it's a whole thing, dude. It's a trip, stand-up comedy. It's fun. You should do it.
Oh my God, no. I can't.
Hey, if I can, you can. I promise you that.
All right, I'll open for you in Irvine.
I'm serious. If I can do it, anybody can do it. I'll tell you that. But here's my thing. Are you like, I don't care to do it? Or if in 30 years, if you never tried it, are you going to be mad at yourself?
I don't think so. I don't think I'd be mad at myself in 30 years.
Okay. For me, I thought if I don't try this, if I never do it, later on in life, I will regret at least not trying it. So that's why I did it. I thought I will be mad at myself that I let fear stop me.
Right.
So I buckled up, took the fear, set it back there for now, and at least tried it. I go, I'm at least going to try it. I'm going to be so proud of myself for at least trying it. And it's opened up a whole new part of my life and has just changed everything. So sometimes you can't let, you know, with anything, don't let fear stop you from doing, even if it's something little, just set it in the back for now and at least try it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
What do you have coming up for 2024? Any goals, plans? You have the tour coming up in the early year, which when can that be expected to be released?
I don't even know. That's the thing. We're filming it in March and it could be a couple months after we film. It could be end of the year. I don't even know. So, I got a big year coming up. I'm going to be doing some tour. We have the cruise. It's like 90% sold out. So if you want to be on Tammy's pontoon party, go to tammyspontoonparty.com.
Where does it leave from?
Miami.
Okay.
Miami to the Bahamas.
Ooh.
Yeah. After that, I would like to focus on, like I talked about, I've been wanting to write a Tammy movie for the past 2 years. I haven't sat down and started that, so I'd like to start that.
Do you have, like, concepts in your head?
Yeah, I do. I that's been why I haven't started it, because I don't have the exact storyline in my head. But I just need to start, and it'll all fall into place. I want to do that. I am planning, hopefully, to go to Europe for the first time on vacation to Italy. And I will be mukbanging over there.
That'll be good.
I'll be doing some Tammy Takes Italy mukbangs.
McDonald's Italian
mukbang. It's all different over there, huh?
So different.
Yeah. So that's my plan. I want to do a little bit of traveling, and it'll be a lot of work. It'll be a lot of like work stuff, but it's a dream job, so I'm not complaining. I want to do a lot of writing, a lot of touring. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, I can't wait for Irvine.
Dude, yes. I got you tickets. Awesome. I got you tickets.
Cool. Guys, go check out. Chelsea's going to be linked down below. Go subscribe to how many? So what Instagrams do you have now?
Okay, I have a Trailer Trash Tammy Instagram. About to hit 1 million on there.
That's sick.
And my new fresh Instagram is ChelseaLynn_. You'll find me. Chelsea Lynn. Just search me.
Go follow. Go subscribe. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.
Lightweights. Out. That was sick. That was great.
That was, how long was that?
1 hour, 2 minutes.
Oh, that flew.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.